a grocery co-op in the Upper Valley is in turmoil. Again, the most recent protest by members of the food co-op stores of the Hanover Consumer Cooperative Society comes in response to the firing of a popular employee there. But there's more general concern about whether managers are punishing employees who speak their minds about working conditions. VPR's Charlotte Albright has more.
This past Saturday, about 100 people protested at the co-op in Lebanon, an action triggered by a dispute between 65-year-old deli worker Karen Ciccone and a manager. She says he fired her for complaining about slipshod work in her department. He says she walked out of a meeting with him during her shift, thereby resigning. Some suspect Ciccone lost her job for discussing the need for a union. The co-op board flatly denies that charge. But protest by members against management goes beyond this single case, says Nancy Levitt Reiber.
It seems that we are losing the employees who have greatest potential for caring for their customers and for being professional in their work. And they are also people who are bright and articulate and occasionally speak their minds, which, as far as I know, is still legal in the workplace.
Ciccone's departure is just the latest managerial decision to rile a group called Concerned About the Co-op. About a year ago, John Booten and Dan King were fired without, they say, cause or explanation. Over 700 people signed a petition in protest, and the two men are suing the co-op. Amid that controversy, the board revised its policies relating to the firing of employees. Board Chair Margaret Dry says the latest case involving Ciccone has triggered an internal investigation.
In some cases, people are fired. Some cases, people are let go. In this case, it was a separation, but not a firing. And we are in the middle of making sure that our policies in this case have been followed.
Dry says she understands the co-op members expect not just fresh food and top-notch service, but moral decision-making by the administration. Right now, there seems to be little consensus about whether that last standard is being met by managers. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union has complained to the National Labor Relations Board that the cooperative society is impeding the formation of a union. But board members say they're neutral about whether employees should unionize. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.